The workshop is led by Butler graduate students in the College of Education. Their goal is to develop leadership skills in Indianapolis middle and high school students. Brandy Oliver, associate professor of school counselors at Butler, says teachers are part of the solution.
They can't turn a blind eye. They need to be in the hallways. They need to be present and available in the cafeteria. In the morning, they need to be circulating in the hallways, make a trip into the students' bathrooms every once in a while. We know those are the hot spots.
But their efforts can't change what happens after that final bell rings at 3 o'clock.
Then they get on the school bus, and then the texting started and the Facebook started, and at that point sometimes MySpace and Twitter.
The workshop included sessions to talk through potential situations where one student worries about what happens when you try to help.
What if you step in to help somebody that's getting bullied, and then they start bullying you to try to help?
Hannah, an eighth grader who was bullied in fourth grade, explains the sometimes confusing nature of bullying.
Every other day was, "Oh, we're friends. Oh, no, we're not. Oh, we're friends again. Oh, I hate you." So it was just kind of a really awful year for me because I was really confused on who were my friends.
Another eighth grader, Malina, took courage from her mother's advice and used that to move beyond the bullying.
Well, I just talked to my mom and I told them, "Well, if you don't like who I am, then just don't hang out with me."
Hannah says being bullied helped her reach out to others.
When you experience the bullying, it helps you later on when you're wanting to deal with your friends or other people's situations. It helps you a lot with understanding how they're feeling, what they're going through, and then you can actually tell them your stories and make them feel better.
Oliver says Hannah's experience relates to one of the workshop's biggest goals.
Really focusing on empathy, and I'm a big advocate of trying to teach kids about being empathic towards other students. And as young as we can get this education into our schools, the better, that we're telling kids you need to stop and think how someone else might feel.
The students also leave with a plan they've created to address bullying in their own schools. We'll check in with these students in the coming school year to see how it's going. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.